RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Empty of the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Taking you through a victory week for the Washington Commanders, taking you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. He is live from Charlotte. ACC basketball tip-off. And if you missed the start of our show, we were in D.C. yesterday for A-10 Media Day as well. A-10 Media Day, we did not broadcast live because it was a Victory Monday for the Commanders. We did a lot of great interviews. We'll bring those to you over the next few weeks. I think you will enjoy them. Josh Schertz, he's the new coach at St. Louis, came from Indiana State, told a great story about coaching against Ryan Odom in Division II, four overtime game, 124 to 123. Ryan Odom had a good laugh remembering that as well. It's all interconnected in the A-10. It's all family. But it is time for the Commanders game rewind. You heard the game right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. This is, I don't even know what to do with this. This team is so good, and it's not flukish. It's not like, oh, you know, they're doing this one thing. When everybody stops this one thing, it's over. This feels like a playoff football team. I'm not afraid to say that, even if the result doesn't go their way this weekend in Baltimore. This is a playoff football team. And Jaden Daniels isn't just rookie of the year right now. He's firmly in the MVP discussion. And by the way, Jaden Daniels got benched with 12 minutes to go in the football game because it was in hand and they let him take the rest of the day off. That just doesn't happen in NFL football. That's wild to me. Left tackle splits. One of the things I want to address here before we go into it, because we don't have a clip about the left tackles. They don't announce those guys often. Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas, basically an even 50-50 split of snaps, 34 and 33. I think Coleman's coming along nicely. I think they're willing to give them their give these rookies the time they need to develop, to come along. Mike Sanristel, 90% of the snaps yesterday or on Sunday as well. I think they're giving the young kids the time they need. What happened out of the gate, we don't have the out-of-the-gate clips aren't highlights. So just to recap here, the Browns' defense was really good. They sacked Jaden Daniels on the first possession. They intercepted him. And Jaden comes to the bench, processes it, comes out, figures it out. So the Browns were sending an extra rusher all day. If Washington was blocking with five, they were sending six. If Washington was blocking with six, they were sending seven. They were determined to get Jaden Daniels on the ground. I don't know if this was like the de facto best play of the game because I have so many favorites, but this was a jaw dropper. It's like, oh my goodness, The kid just did that. It's the spin out of the sack. It's the throw, which goes 60 yards in the air. And it's that it goes 60 yards in the air and lands in the exact right spot for Terry McLaurin to catch it. Let's get this game rewind underway.
Now, to your point, the longest safety is only 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Here's the snap to Daniels. Big pressure coming up the middle. He tries to get away from Delpit. It does. Moves to his right. Looking downfield. Throwing for McLaurin behind the defender. Catches at the 15. Stumbles down to the 2. Jaden Daniels has done it again.
We're getting one of these every week, and we get one in the first quarter. It fires you up, and you know this is going to be a special day for Jaden Daniels because Cleveland's a good defense. They're throwing things at him, and he buys himself enough time to get Terry downfield to get him the ball. Wasn't that possession because that one ended with the interception on the goal line, but then Washington comes back out. Olamide Zaccheaus, great punt return, and here you go. Here's our guy, Brian Robinson. 2 touchdowns. Here's the first.
Scoreless game under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Washington's got a chance to score here. First and goal just inside the 5. In motion, McLaurin. Handoff. Robinson gets away from one tackler. Cuts to the edge. Heading to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! You can't break B-Rob down!
And B-Rob doing what B-Rob does. Playing bully ball by the offensive line, and B-Rob also showing the ability, hey, even if you have an unblocked defender, I'm strong enough, I'm too big, too powerful, you will not deny me from getting in the end zone.
A little bully ball from Brian Robinson, first touchdown of the game, Commanders up 7-0. That wasn't the best run on that series. That was the most straightforward run. The best was the fourth down play. They go for it on 4th and 2 inside the red zone. So this is second red zone trip. This is Cliff Kingsbury putting it on the table a little bit here, because if they don't get this, all of a sudden you've gone to the red zone twice. You have no points to show for it. The momentum swings the other way. It's the right call analytically, but it's a tough call to make because you're putting on the line, we're going to potentially have 2 red zone trips. No points out of it. That's rough for anybody. That's rough for an offensive coordinator. He said, no, 4th and 2, we got this. It's a play we haven't seen before. He's got some designs. He's still cooking back there.
Washington going for a 4th and 2 here. The Browns' 14-yard line. In motion, Austin Eckler gets a jet sweep, cuts back. Great move, Eckler at the 10. Tries to get through a tackle. Leans forward to the 5. What a call. What a run by Eckler. 1st and goal, Washington.
What a cut by Austin Eckler. This is an outstanding job by Austin Eckler, because the Browns, they do a nice job of actually holding the edge, but the great vision of Austin Eckler being able to put his foot in the ground and get downfield and making sure he got that first down.
Yeah, you need 2. You can't power your way to 2. You know my stance. When you need 1 yard, you should always be able to get it with the quarterback sneak. 2, you got to work for. You can't just power your way up the middle. They get Eckler the ball in space. Cleveland's defenders are fast. It's not a given that he's going to create an edge or that he's going to get past the edge, but he does. Austin Eckler, some tread left in those tires. That was the storyline coming into the season. Is he washed up? Is it time for Austin Eckler? No, is the answer. It is not time for Austin Eckler to hang it up. He's still playing at a ridiculously high level. He will come up again in our Commanders game rewind. Call it a crazy prediction. But also simultaneous with the offense getting these early scores, the defense is doing its job. And the Browns also had opportunities. 4th and 1, first drive, midfield. Frankie Louvu makes his first appearance, but certainly not his last.
13:08 to go here, first quarter. This is the opening drive. Cleveland is at a 4th and 1 at the Washington 47. They are going for it. Yes, Jameis Winston is in. The back is Foreman. Will they sneak? Snap. Pitch left, Foreman, net on the edge, falls down, he's tapped,
he's
going to depend where they mark him.
He's short.
He is short, turnover on downs.
That was an outstanding play on the edge. I think it may have been Quan Martin, if I'm not mistaken, who got just enough of Foreman to trip him up. You talk about, no, that was actually Frankie Louvel who made that play.
Well, London Fletcher, like, he's such a defensive guy. Like, was this the third week in a row we got an insane Jaden Daniels highlight? And so I was like, wow, Jaden Daniels is great. Then, like, the defense makes a big play, and he's up there, like, standing O in the booth, losing his mind. That's a defensive player right there. That's a guy who's watched a little bad defense here for a little while, too. Some good defense. Shutting down the Browns, opening possession. That's been tricky. Opening possessions have been good for the opponents this year to get the fourth and one stop. And for the Browns, that was a statement possession both ways. Fourth and one, you need a yard, you should be able to get a yard. The Browns don't line Watson up under center. They don't bring Jameis Winston in for the sneak. They make the statement, we don't think our offensive line can get the push for the yard. It's a statement of respect for the Commanders. We think we're going to have to trickery our way to it. They were unable to do that. Frankie Louvu, breakout game last week, continued to play really well this week. Another guy who's just coming along great is Mike Sanristel. I've heard him referred to a lot now as Mikey Sanristel. We need to get to the bottom of if he's a Mikey or if somehow he's becoming a Mikey. We like Mikey. I don't know. I don't know how nicknames happen. They don't happen here, but we'll go along with it if that's a thing we're doing. He had a big play on Deshaun Watson as well.
Cooper wide to the right. Judy wide to the left. Here's the snap. Washington brings four. Watson has to escape to his left, running to the 25. He's going to have to try to get there, and he won't. He is popped out of bounds. Mike Sanderstill putting a shoulder into him. The Browns take offense to it, but he was in bounds the whole way. It's a clean hit. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, Watson lowers his shoulder into it, right? If the quarterback pulls up, runs out of bounds, makes clear he's running out of bounds, you can't hit him. If the quarterback lowers his shoulder, that communication is, I'm trying to get another yard here. You're allowed to hit him. He's not off limits when he's running and lowers his shoulder. Not a good decision by Deshaun Watson. One of many bad decisions he made yesterday. Cleveland Browns have a problem at the quarterback position. But Sanristel, what's great here is Sanristel came in as, I think they called it the star corner, which is a fancy term for nickel corner, hybrid safety, hybrid linebacker. They've moved him to outside corner, and he's had success. Generally speaking, once you move outside, you don't move back inside. I don't know that that's the headliner here, because I think he's a really good player, and we've all understood that for a while. He's versatile. He can do a lot of things. What I want to focus on is that as Sanristel has come outside, St. Juice has gone inside. Forbes has gone inside. St. Juice is still outside. Forbes has gone inside, and I think has had a lot of success in that inside role. And he only played four snaps, but I think it's encouraging to see how he's getting the chance to develop there. Now, your other guy who's relevant here is Noah Igbinoghene. Igbinoghene is your slot corner right now. And I thought he was doing fine on the outside. I think he's done better inside as well. So moving Sanristel, which is a dangerous thing to do if you're a rookie, right? So if you're a rookie, you got a lot on your mind. It's all spinning around up there. They're throwing the playbook at you. The NFL speeds a lot. They move Sanristel from the inside to the outside, Mike Sanristel. So he and St. Juice have the corners now. And it's a good unit. I'm not going to go wild. It's not a great unit. It's a good unit. Good enough, though, to do the things that need to be done to hold teams in check, especially when the D-line's playing like they were. But moving Sanristel to outside corner has made Noah Igbinoghene better coming inside for, to be the slot corner. They're finding the right positions for everybody. And we saw this during training camp. We saw this during the preseason. They've thrown a lot of stuff against the wall to see what sticks. That's normal for a team with a new coach, a team that's finding itself, some players who haven't established themselves in the NFL. It's nice to see results from that. Now, it'll be very interesting this week to see how they hang with the Ravens, but I think you've got, for the first time, a defensive depth chart that looks more or less set at the secondary, and I think that's important. The other play I flagged there, you had a near interception by Quan Martin, still waiting for that big takeaway from the defense. I think it's coming. I hope it's coming eventually. Didn't come last week, but that's all right, because they're 4-1. They're leading the NFC East. We got so many highlights, we could not contain them in one segment. We'll get back to the highlights. Washington Commanders game rewind rolls on after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Commanders game rewind on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's MP on the mic. We're also on the free Odyssey app worldwide with the rewind button. If you're not a Commanders fan, grab the Odyssey app, grab the rewind button. We talked baseball. We talked the Jets firing their coach. First coaching vacancy in the NFL, Robert Saleh. He's out in New York. It's good to be Aaron Rodgers calling the shots up there. But we're laser focused on the Commanders right now because they're 4-1. They're coming into a really, really big game against the Baltimore Ravens. That it's rare to have a game this big that's also what I call a house money game, right? If you win, everybody's really happy, and if you lose, I think everybody's fine with it, because this is still a team, even if they lose, it'll be on track to make the playoffs well ahead of where we thought they'd be right now. We've talked a lot about Jaden Daniels. There's a reason we've done that. He's awesome. He's a really good football player. He's getting MVP buzz right now. It's well-deserved. Without Jaden Daniels, they're toast. And by the way, one of the interesting decisions that I hope we never have to come back to, they've got Marcus Mariota as their backup. And I have no problem with that. Like, he's fine. Teams that are in contention, teams that are good, get a backup who can make sure the ship doesn't sink, right? That's why Miami's under fire right now. The general manager's in hot water. You knew Tua was an injury risk, and you didn't bring in a suitable backup option, right? You look at these teams that feel they're about to contend, they bring in a higher caliber backup to keep things rolling. We can debate, you know, whether or not they should have. I don't think they needed to. I don't think anybody saw this situation developing. What we can't debate is Marcus Mariota's not that guy. The gap between Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota is massive. A really, really big gap there between 1 and 2. If Jaden Daniels isn't in the game, the Commanders regress to average very quickly. That's fine. It's year one of this. I'll be curious if they reinvest in that this offseason, now that we know the window's open, and the window's open big time for the next 2 years, especially with the amount of money they have to spend in free agency. Austin Eckler is, you know, not on that top line, right? He's not Jaden Daniels, but he's been a big part of this success. B-Rob's getting a lot of love. I don't think Anthony Lynn's getting enough love. One of many former head coaches on this staff, run game coordinator. He's been scheming these guys up, and you talk about, right, like, I think Austin Eckler's reputation speaks for itself. B-Rob's reputation speaks for itself, but then you get a Jeremy McNichols. When he starts having success, you say, oh, there's good coaching, there's good scheming going on up here. That's Anthony Lynn, that's Cliff Kingsbury, that's this coaching staff as well. But Austin Eckler is part of the highlights here as we get back to our game rewind. I think you know what you're about to hear.
13:02 to go here, first half, and the Commanders lead 7-3. Pistol look, two wide receivers to the left. It's McCaffrey and McClory. In motion, Zacchaeus, handoff, Eckler. What a cut. Right up the middle at the 30. 35-40. Cuts back. 45-50. Off to the races. 45-40. 30-30. Pulled down from behind. Ball's out. And two Commanders jump on top of it. Austin Eckler. Huge run up the gut.
Huge run and great blocking by the offensive line. Sam Cosby, Andrew Wiley, Tyler Biasi. They do a great job on this outside zone running, and just an outside, actually this is a pin and pull, taking guys out, and Austin Eckler, you love to see him back on the field.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
7-yard run. End of that run, very significant as well. He fumbles the ball. Alamide Zaccheaus is right behind him to jump on it. Alamide Zaccheaus, having success on his own as a receiver, he's a guy they brought in from Philly. I think you'd cite this. Awad asked me the other day who my favorite free agent signing had been so far, and I didn't mention Alamide Zaccheaus because the numbers aren't wow, but in terms of like Adam Peters bringing in guys to set the tone and set the expectations, you can't beat this play. As Eckler's running down the sideline, Zaccheaus comes sprinting with him, and then when the fumble happens at the end of the play, he's right there. He jumps on it. He preserves possession for the Commanders. That's not a given. Not every receiver in football does that, does the sprint at full speed, knowing he can't throw a block. He's behind the play. Any block's going to be a block in the back. He can't block. He's essentially just there as fumble insurance, which never cashes, right? Running backs don't fumble, not running backs like Austin Eckler. He does fumble. Oh, Alamide Zaccheaus is right there. That's a hustle play. That's the kind of play that sets the tone for everybody else on the team. That's impressive. Another guy who's found new life in Washington this year is De'Ami Brown. And De'Ami Brown finally got his chance. We've been waiting. When are they? You remember that first preseason game, the first throw Jaden Daniels made into De'Ami Brown's breadbasket. We've been saying, when is he going to do that again? Sunday, we had our answer. Sunday is the answer.
Second and 7 at the 41-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right and 3 to the left. McCaffrey and Ertz next to each other inside the numbers. McCaffrey chip blocks. Jaden loads one off towards De'Ami Brown. He's got him! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Daniels to Brown on a bomb!
It was just a matter of time when Jaden Daniels was going to come up with a big shot down the field. Excellent pass protection. Using Luke McCaffrey as a chip block on Miles Garrett gave Jaden Daniels just enough time. And De'Ami Brown had 2 yards on Emerson.
There you go. De'Ami Brown touchdown. That's the one that made it 24-3. Easy to forget that this was a competitive game at moments, and this was not a sure thing even at that point. 17-3, the Browns got the ball. They sat on it instead of trying to score. Washington gets it back a minute 35 left. They score into the locker room to make it 24-3. That's when you knew this is going to be a good day for the Washington Commanders. The series before that that made it 17-3, it's fourth and three. We'll play the fourth and three in a second, but I want to focus on the third and 13. Because third and 13 from midfield, you're probably still punting from midfield if you're incomplete. You move the ball forward, though, you give yourself a decision. And I love this play. Olamide Zaccheaus sitting right in front of the first down, right? Defense isn't going to try to jump and make a play because if you miss, he can get the first down. If you're a defensive player and it's third and 13, the only thing you're going to get yelled at for is giving up a first down. That's a pass interference penalty. That's giving up a pass of longer than 13 yards. As long as you turn third down into fourth down, you can go back to the sideline. Nobody's going to yell at you. Olamide Zaccheaus parks himself 10 yards downfield, gets 10 yards. The defense allows him to have it. Okay, now it's fourth and three. Now the playbook's open. 58-yard field goal? Sure, you can discuss that. We haven't seen Seibert hit one of those yet. No reason to think he can't. It's a good year for kickers in the NFL. You can do a pass. You can do a play. If you have Jaden Daniels, though, you let him run the football, and you pick your moments on the designed runs. The first game against Tampa, part of what made me mad, they're doing designed runs on second and six for no reason. Fourth and three in scoring position? That's the moment. This is the play.
They're ready. It's set. Empty backfield. Second, fourth down that Washington's going for in the game. They converted one in the first quarter. Here's the snap. Rusher coming off the edge. Daniels has to avoid him. Moves to his right. Plenty of grass. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Out of bounds. What a run by Daniels.
There it is. 34 yards on fourth and three. From the 40, incredible run, doesn't take a hit at the end of it. All those check boxes that we want to check. Look, here's the deal. I thought we'd do this in two segments. We still got clips. I'm fine doing an all Commanders hour. It's victory week. We're having fun. We'll talk with A1 about the Commanders on Crosstalk. Let's step aside. Let's take the break. We'll come back. We'll stick with the Commanders because it's victory week. We're replaying our favorite moments from the Commanders' win over the Cleveland Browns. We'll jump back into it. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. A lot of offensive highlights. You heard them right here on 910 The Fan. We love playing them back on Tuesdays as part of Commanders Game Rewind. This is pretty close to an unbreakable record, Commanders Game Rewind, going into a third segment, but we got a lot of ground to cover. It was a great game with a lot of highlights, and I've mostly talked about the offense. So I want to make sure we play some defensive highlights here, some special teams as well. I'm going to give a shout-out to the special teams because you had a very nice Olamide Zaccheaus punt return early in the game. That's a theme here, Olamide Zaccheaus. We've called his name a few times during the rewind. We had him on for minicamp way back in the day. I think he got the MP bump. UVA guy. UVA's four wins. Olamide Zaccheaus rolling with the Commanders. He was in Philly for a successful season there. He's got the Midas touch. He shows up places. Good things happen. Frankie Louvu showed up near everywhere. A good thing happened on Sunday. Let's get back to the highlights. You heard him right here on The Fan. Here's Frankie Louvu making some noise against Deshaun Watson.
Electric crowd waving the towels. Everyone's on their feet. Third and five at the 32-yard line for the Browns. Watson has Amari Cooper go in motion. He's standing to the left with Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore. Washington breaks six. A lot of pressure. Watson's in trouble, and he's sacked again! Frankie Louvu, number two and a half!
Hey, Joe Witt Jr., he brought six. He went with a zero blitz coverage, and the pocket just collapsed. That's what I call nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The defensive front, the defense in general, they are balling today.
Defense is pumped today. It started with that front seven. Jonathan Allen played, I thought, one of his best games in a long time. You saw the difference he made inside, freed up Frankie Louvu. Dorrance Armstrong, been calling his name a lot. He's had his nose near some action as well. But great to see Frankie Louvu. Just 2.5 sacks, 7 tackles. Bobby Wagner, 1.5 sacks, 6 tackles. Ron Rivera didn't have linebackers for 4 years, and that'll remain one of the most head-scratching things I've ever encountered. Ron Rivera was a linebacker on one of the best defenses in the history of the NFL. So we have credentials there. Ron Rivera coached two of the greatest linebackers of the last 30 years in Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly. He developed and lifted those guys to great spots. And so when he showed up in D.C., I thought, well, all right, I don't love the hire, but at least we'll have good linebacking play. And then he drafts Jamin Davis, and it's a reach. Jamin Davis in the first round. He's not on people's first-round boards. I said, look, if there's anything in this entire world Ron Rivera has earned trust on, it's identifying good linebackers. He was one. He's coached them. He knows linebacking play. That was misplaced benefit of the doubt. Jamin was bad. Mm. They put him in a spot he couldn't handle. There were no linebackers of note in the entire Ron Rivera tenure. Now, Dan Quinn's here. Look, Dan Quinn's a good coach. There's no particular reason to be like, we'll have great linebacking play now Dan Quinn's here. Adam Peters shows up. Again, I like him as a general manager. No, like, oh my gosh, he's picked these great linebackers. Grabs two winners, by the way. Bobby Wagner in the veteran reclamation category. He's still rolling, playing high energy. And, of course, Luvu, who's been great so far. That's the little things that aren't even little things. Those are big things. Those are the big things that just feel a lot better now around the building. And all of that without disrupting the salary cap. Luvu, his contract's very reasonable. Wagner, his contract's reasonable. That's how you build a winning football team. Look, Austin Seibert hasn't missed a field goal since joining the Commanders, so let's play one now as a tribute to the perfect kicker in Washington.
Let's see if Seibert can connect on this 27-yard field goal attempt. Snaps good, holds down, kicks on its way. Easy money.
Easy money. There were, I think, three moments in the game where it could have become a game, and twice Washington rose to the occasion and was resilient, and once the Browns folded. But you know, even in a game that ends with that lopsided of a margin, even in a 34-13 football game, there are moments where it can swing the other way. And there are moments where the game can shift. So, you know, first half, it is competitive. It is a one-score game. It is tight. And then I mentioned the one where Cleveland folded. It's 17-3. They've got the ball in front of halftime. I'm not saying they're good. They're really bad offensively. But if you score there, it's a seven-point game into halftime. They didn't try to score. I'll never understand that. Like, oh, we're good with being down 14 at halftime. 14's a lot of points. Try to score. Try to do something. I get that you probably weren't going to be able to, couldn't do it. Try to do something. Just give it a little try. You never know what'll happen. I think we do know what'll happen, though. I think that's why they didn't try. Second half, coming out of the second half. In the first one, first drive, Cleveland had 4th-and-1 in Washington territory. If they score first, maybe it's a different game momentum-wise there. Second one, out of halftime, it's 24-3. It's not impossible that Cleveland can win, but it's not likely. They're going to need something to go their way. And first possession by Washington, something does go their way.
Daniels and company back on the field. Cornelius Lucas out there to start the second half at left tackle. Carries in the slot. Ben Sinnott to the outside of him to the left. Two wide receivers to the right, and Austin Eckler's the back. As Sinnott comes in motion, they're going to do a little end-around pitch to Terry McLaurin. Gets a block from Sinnott, looking for a seam, hit, lost the ball, it's out, and it's picked up by Cleveland and recovered by Martin Emerson. So a turnover on the first play of the game. McLaurin end-around, fumble, recovered by Cleveland.
Yeah, first play in the second half, fumble. Cleveland's got the ball on the 30 coming in. Danger zone here. If Cleveland scores, it's a two-score game. Things are a little bit different. There's momentum. Everybody, you know, it's butt-clenching time, right? We've lived through that in Washington before. Now's the time for the defense to make a stand, and defense made a stand.
Can we get a stop here? Third goal at the 8. Crowd's asking for it. Foreman to the left of Watson. Walks up to the line to bark directions. Two wide receivers to the right. 8 in the box. They break 4. Watson stepping back. Dancing at the 20. Tries to cut back in the center of the pocket. Gets a block. Has to get rid of it. Throws it over to the back of the end zone. Out of play. Incomplete.
Work. Want to see you work it.
That's a work with the Commander's W right there. We added the last part. That was in part of the original radio call. Although, you know, if Hazel starts producing Commander's broadcast, maybe we'll get a little of that action. They're putting in the work. 4th and 8, and then that was the moment that Cleveland's been talking about, where it looks like they're going to go for it. They put 12. They don't make up their mind. The play clock's run down. They have to waste a timeout. Out of the timeout, they send 12 men onto the field, which is unacceptable in any level of football. If the Commanders had done that, I'm sure they've done things like that, we would have ripped into them. Out of a timeout, you got to be buttoned up. You got the whole timeout to talk about what you were going to do. They send 12 onto the field. Watson realizes it. Somebody like one of these blue check mark accounts, Twitter gets worse every day. One of these blue checkers are like, watch Deshaun Watson quit on his team ahead of fourth down. Like, he didn't quit on his team. He saw there were 12 men in the huddle. Like, you can watch him count. He looks frustrated. He walks off. Not quitting on his team. He understands if he breaks the huddle, it's a 5-yard penalty, so he can't break the huddle. He walks because he's frustrated, because he knows it was a timeout. They sent 12 men out there. None of that's on Deshaun Watson. I'm not defending his performance. He's really bad at football, yes, on Sunday. But that one wasn't on him at all. But that third down, the fourth down, you make the stop. Now's the moment. Drive the stake into him. Finish this game off. And what do you know? It's Jaden Daniels, and he's so good it's unfair.
First and 10, they're at their own 47. We're under 11 minutes to go, third quarter. Washington leads 24-6. But this formation, two tight ends were in the backfield. Jaden Daniels in trouble anyway, and escapes to the 50-45. Makes a cut at the 35-30 and pushed out of bounds there. They got a rush up the middle. Daniels saw it, shook a defender. All of a sudden, there's open grass and a gain of 17.
Man, I know the Cleveland Browns defense has to be so frustrated, because you think you have him, and then you find out, no, I really don't have him. This is another nice job by Jaden Daniels, being able to avoid a rush and make a play with his legs.
Slid out of it, makes the play. Here's what's unfair. Big moment in the game, Cleveland defense. Terry, 23-yard completion. Jaden, 23-yard run. Diami, 15-yard catch. That boom, boom, boom. You're in scoring position. You get the Jeremy McNichols touchdown. Let's play the Jeremy McNichols touchdown here. Clip number 16. Finish this thing off. We'll go the distance here. Make sure we do that. Here's McNichols finishing off the game, sending the Cleveland fans to the exit, sending Marcus Mariota into the game with 12 minutes left. What a time to be a Commanders fan.
So here's 3rd and 11 at the 29-yard line, 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Like to see a first down just to keep the clock moving,
right,
at this point.
Exactly.
3rd and 11 at the 29. Ready. Browns break 4, inside handoff. Jerry Nichols cuts to the outside, 35-40, 45-50, gets to the edge, and then gives himself up in Browns territory at the 43-yard line. Huge run on 3rd and 11 to keep the clock going.
Keep that clock moving. One more highlight, because it was Frankie Louvu's day. The Louvu Club, was it the Louvu Love Club? Awad's making it happen there. Let's play his second half highlight as well, because this is a great day for him.
Deron Payne races off the field. Johnny Newton, Fedarian Mathis on the inside here on a 2nd and 2 at the Washington 41-yard line. Watson, there was some movement by Jeff Swain. Cross the line of scrimmage. Watson has to try to get out of the pocket. He's in trouble again. He's hit. Ball's out. Frankie Louvu has it. Gets away from one defender and slips at the 50. Turnover for Washington, and Louvu makes it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Just the pressure. It starts first and foremost with the coverage. There was nowhere for him to go with the football. Again, relentless pursuit. And this is Bobby Wagner, I believe, that knocks that ball out of Deshaun Watson's hand, and Frankie Louvu, Johnny on the spot. Or should I say, Frankie on the spot.
Hey, what a game. Love that rewind. That's our record. 15 clip rewind. It took us 45 minutes. Yeah. Maybe we'll do it again next week. I'm excited. I'm on the bandwagon. I know our next segment will be with an equally excited fan. We're going down to Charlotte. AWOD Radio's live from Charlotte. ACC tip-off. We'll check in with him, get you ready for 3 hours AWOD Radio. That's next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7,
Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.